Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody. Well, that was loud. Samit, you said I could go. Evidently, I couldn't. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Plumbing the Death Star Live with Extra Spooks. Woo! Bloody wild. How good. We're going to start with a Jackson Bailey Spooks America. So everybody get ready to be spooked. You're not even on. This is a shambles. Well, maybe... Okay, it's on you. Turn it on. Well...
Mia, still.
Show's cancelled.
Good. How's it now? Oh, we
swap it around. All right.
Whoa. Good?
Hey. Whoa.
What about your boy Adam, though?
Yeah.
Talk, Adam.
Testing. Yeah, perfect. Is it on?
So this is how every podcast usually starts by us anyway.
Yep. Try now, Adam.
Testing.
Nah, still nothing. Come on. Look at all these good people waiting for quality entertainment, and we've just gone and spat in their eye.
Speaking of eyes, can everyone see okay?
He had it off, okay? Not my fault.
No.
And now that one works as well. God, my God. Douche has two microphones. Record it twice. Hey, it's good.
I thought if you pushed it in the direction of what... I thought if you pushed it in the direction of on or off, that turned it on or off. But whatever it is displaying is on or off.
My goodness. Well, now we're good. There we go. Fixed it. Fixed it? All right, fixed it.
All right.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joel Dusha, standing in for Joel Zammit for today's episode and maybe forever.
Spooky. All right. So today we're going to go through a medley of different monsters. These aren't like your, you know, like Jackson Bailey Spooks America in the past. We've talked about monsters that might be, you know, if you're willing to believe that. No, these are like one-off ridiculous creatures that people have reported throughout time. We're going to see how many we can get through. I'm going to give you the general sort of story. Remember, we've got our opinions. We've put them in a box under the table. Classic. And I'm going to give you the story and see what you think, and then we'll go through some explanations for these creatures. First monster is known as the Charybdis Mermaid. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So where are we just from the title? Give me your, like, where are we? Opinions in the box.
Yep.
One way or the other. Whether if you super believed in mermaids beforehand.
Just the name?
Charybdis Mermaids. Where are we?
Out of 10. 10 being very likely. 1 uh-huh. being unlikely.
Sure.
I'm sitting at 2 right
okay.
now.
Okay. Dusha?
So... all of my opinions before I got up on stage are in a box.
Yep.
So
you can have new opinions on stage. That's fine.
All right. 4. Do I believe in mermaids?
Yeah, I guess that's the question I'm asking.
Sure. Let's go 6.
All right. That's above average. Okay. No, good. Okay, so the story goes that it's 1830, and it's in the Charybdis, which are these islands near Britain.
Yep.
And these women are on the shore, on the beach, and
yep.
they're collecting seaweed, because that's a thing you did back in the day, I
yep.
guess. And what do they espy splashing in the waves but what looks like a mermaid. They describe it as being like a very slim, small woman with like a salmon's tail, but without scales. So,
four.
Obviously... How did it go from... Okay, whatever.
Three.
Adam's up. So, they see this mermaid splashing in the waves, or a potential mermaid, and obviously your first thought when you see a mermaid in the waves is, let's get it. So they decide they want to capture it. Okay, so they go and they're splashing around in the waves, attempting to catch this mermaid. Doesn't work, right? No doing. And then a young boy, who was also on the beach, picks up rocks and starts just throwing them at the mermaid. One strikes the mermaid in the back of the head, and it sinks beneath the waves. Okay?
Uh-huh.
2 days later,
yep.
Said mermaid washes up on the beach. Okay?
Uh-huh.
The mayor of the town, as well as many of the townspeople, they go and investigate this mermaid. Okay? And that's when you get a good description of it. Again, it's about the size of a child, got long hair. Every description says that it has very well-developed breasts, so read into that whatever you want. It has a long tail that, again, has no scales, but is somehow like a salmon's. They don't know what to do with it, but they're like, well, we got to do something with it. We don't want to throw it back in the sea. So they take it to the local graveyard, and they bury it. Okay? They give it a full ceremony. Now, that grave still stands. Okay? There is a grave in this town, in the Hebrides, where it said, and it, on the tombstone, they did a survey in, I think, 2013, and they were like, there is an unmarked grave here about the size of a child's, and everybody in town is like, that's where the mermaid is. So I want to ask you, and obviously I'm not asking you to come up here and believe in mermaids. Okay, we all just know that doesn't make sense.
My opinions are in the box under
good.
The table, but gosh, Jack, it's not looking good.
I've given you something pretty hard to swallow from like the get-go for our first monster.
No, you know what? I can get behind this.
All right, well...
No, because like, look...
Yeah, shoot it at me. What's going on?
Very detailed description.
Yeah.
We've got an actual grave.
We
I mean,
sure
I'm
do.
Sure you're going to tell me that they dug it up and it had legs.
No, the people of this particular
heard...
island are like, don't dig it up. You're not allowed.
Yeah, I've heard that part. Yeah,
not
yeah,
allowed.
Yeah.
Don't have a look. No. Banned. Private
that's,
property.
That's
Get
a
out.
Classic science movie. Just making
take
me believe
our word
it more.
For it. It's a mermaid.
It's a real one. Don't even shut up.
With honking great tits.
So, again, like, I'm not asking you to swallow a mermaid, okay? But I am, but I think we should play a little game of if not, then what? And we'll play that for all of the monsters.
Okay.
So if it's not a mermaid,
yeah.
Right? Because that's a whole lot. Don't answer a mystery with another mystery.
I mean, you've got me believing in mermaids now.
That wasn't my intent. That was never my
like
intent.
Like, I'm like a 7.5 now.
Okay. But what do we think it was? Okay, so you're just straight up mermaid?
Probably.
You're like, props a mermaid.
Well... Or a deformed child. Ooh, deformed child.
Well, that is one
what
of the potential theories.
What deformity is fish tail?
Well, if your legs were grown together
yeah,
and
but...
you didn't have scales, that kind of looks like two legs stuck together.
But your theory has to rely on them finding a deformed child on the beach, being like, bury it, tell everyone it was a mermaid. For some reason, we can't be like, it was just a deformed kid. We have to make up some song and dance about it being a mermaid. Yes?
Yes?
What? No, Adam looked like he had something to say. Guess I'm going to contribute, Adam.
Come back to this later.
Okay.
Come back to this later.
Adam's out. Let's talk more about mermaid v. deformed child, though.
Okay. So what is... I mean, obviously a deformed child is a thing we know exists.
It's a sad
in reality.
Thing. People are laughing at a deformed child.
Mermaid's contentious. We're not sure.
Hard to say.
I feel it's unlikely because if you get a child with that deformity
yep.
in that time... That child's already famous in a circus troupe.
That's true. One of my favorite stories about deformed people is in England, there was this young boy who was just ginormously fat, and he toured England for like 10 years, then America because somebody bought him. And everybody would just come and look at him and be like, damn, he's fat. And I think that's pretty amazing.
Dreams do come true.
In the end, there was another child that got fatter than him, and he hated that kid. Because he's like, I've lost the title as world's fattest boy.
Wait, he toured for 20 years and he was still calling himself a boy?
Yeah, it's kind of like if there was a behind the music on the world's fattest child, it gets really sad.
Yeah.
But you're right, if there was a child with that deformity, people would be coming to see him already. Like if we see
yeah,
a fat
absolutely.
Kid, a kid with fish feet, shit yes.
Could it
yep.
be, what's the name of those things? Sailors already confuse them for mermaids.
Sirens?
Do you...
Harpies?
Dugongs, you idiots.
Well, a dugong does not look like a child with tits. Like, at the end of the day.
Nothing looks like a fish child with tits, Jackson.
But also, like, it was described in pretty good detail. It was also described as having hair. So unless the mayor looks at a mermaid with seaweed on its head and is like, it's a kid with tits, bury it in the graveyard, then I don't think it was a mermaid.
I'm sticking with deformed.
But then, but so you're suggesting...
How is it getting in the water?
What?
How does it get in the water?
So is your scenario like some women are...
Like, come on. Out of everything, how did a thing get in the ocean is the hardest thing you're finding to believe about this?
How does a kid get from presumably...
A pier fell in. There's an answer.
But like, he's deformed. How is he getting to this town from far enough away?
Okay. Let's have him in a wheelchair on a pier. It's a windy day. He falls in. Women collecting seaweed are like, what's that mermaid? The kid's like, I'm throwing a rock at that. Washes up on the shore. The family's too embarrassed to say anything. They're like, yep, mermaid. Yep, got it. Bury it.
You're not listening to me. Okay, so a kid has this deformity. He's famous. How does he get into the water and then far enough away that he gets to this town that no one has seen or heard of him before?
Well, he's not famous.
Yeah, he's not that famous.
The famous was me and Jackson. We made that up.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. My point was that if you have this deformity, you would be famous.
Not if your family's ashamed of you.
That's true. I mean, like,
they're ashamed of your son. They dump him in the ocean.
Yes. Although it was described as swimming, but I guess maybe like floundering to survive might look like swimming to people on the beach collecting seaweed.
This story went from funny to sad.
I just love that that
went
kid's...
from. It started pretty sad, mate.
I just love that kid being like, I'm going to get that with a rock. That's my... I'm getting that fish.
Don't worry. I got this. Got him.
What's interesting, okay, is that stories similar to this actually exist from all over. There are other graveyards all across the world, well, all across Britain predominantly, where they're like, we have a mermaid in our graveyard, which gives the whole thing a kind of folkloric air. So you wonder if, in fact, there's anything in that grave, or if it was just a grave and everyone's like, yeah, I mean, I heard from my parents it was a mermaid, and I like lying, so it's a mermaid.
Speaking of lying, didn't you say this was a one-off before?
What?
At the
you
start.
You did, yeah.
If I did, I was wrong.
Okay.
I think the most damning thing is that is that fact that there are other sightings of the same sort of scenario. I think that just takes away any credibility
Actually, I'm not saying it's a mermaid, but it
I am.
Gives it a little... If there are multiple people having this sighting, what if it's just some animal that's being misidentified?
Okay, well...
Like a dugong.
It's not a... It
like
cannot
a
be a
dugong.
Manatee. What it, I mean, the only other animal, the only other sea creature that I know that is occasionally presented as something other than the sea creature it is a what do you call it? A cuttlefish.
Yep.
People used to call those sea popes. Because if you look at it like an idiot, I guess, it looks a bit like the Pope. And there was this belief back in the day that every creature on land had a sea equivalent. And so the belief was that this was the sea equivalent of the Pope.
I would love to have thought that. To be like, it's the Pope, but from the sea. Bless me.
To have that as a concrete thought in your
especially
head.
Especially if you're like...
Don't doubt.
But then if you're like Catholic or something, that must like fuck with you real bad.
Does that mean that they thought that some fish were Catholic, some fish were Jewish?
There's no Jewish Pope.
No, but...
If there's an equivalent and there's a Catholic...
Rabbi fish.
Surely they would be Jewish.
No, if anything, it just means that there's a Catholic... Like, there's a heaven, but then an underwater heaven. Yeah. Where the sea pope reigns.
The rest of the fish. Pope doesn't rain from heaven.
Not rain from heaven.
No,
rain
I know.
In.
Oh, my God.
Not raining from heaven, but those were your words.
He.
R-E-I-G-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reigns in. It's not his kingdom, but I'm sure he'd get treated real nice.
Is fair. He
like, God's
would.
Not going to be like, thanks for being the pope. Now you're stuck in the shit seats.
All right, so mermaid. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you got me. Sure, you win. The Pope lives in heaven. All right. Haribidi's mermaid, at the end of the day, that's monster one. Mm-hmm. What are our thoughts? Out of 10, how much do we believe that this is a possibility?
Legitimately an 8.
As a deformed child or an actual mermaid?
I think you know my answer.
Man, good. Adam?
I'm just shocked I found out that Dusha believes in mermaids.
There's sea apes, but we're not talking about sea apes. That's another Jackson Bailey Spooks America.
So I started this at a lukewarm, not even lukewarm, a cold 2.
Uh-huh. Have we risen you some?
No. I'm still 2, mate. I think that's an empty grave, thanks.
All right.
Who was right?
You were. It was a real mermaid all along.
Got him.
And
yes.
I got her here today.
As with every Jackson Bailey Spooks America, we leave unsatisfied and unhappy.
Sick.
The next monster I have for you is something called the Dover Demon. Okay? Whoa. A lot less difficult to clarify in terms of what it was. Well, the first one we were like, it looked like a mermaid. This didn't look like anything.
Oh, okay, sick.
So it's the 1960s.
Uh-huh.
Okay. No, sorry, 1970s.
Okay.
And there's this stretch of highway in Dover, which is a place in America.
Yeah.
And there's this, it starts off first sighting. There's only 3 sightings of this creature ever recorded all in the same night. There's these teens in their car, driving along their car, and out of the window, it was a guy and his girl. The girl sees this creature. It described as having like a melon-like head, a thin, like a really thin body, being about like yay high. Okay, so not very tall at all. Had long, thin arms with 3 fingers on each hand, and is standing on a rock in a valley on the side of the road near a tree, and has orange glowing eyes. She's like, what the fuck is that? And he just keeps driving. He's like, I don't know, let's get out of here. There's a second sighting, which took place a little bit later than that. Same stretch of highway, same animal scene. In this car, it was 3 guys. They pull over, they get out, they chase it into a valley, because they're like, what the fuck? Let's get it. Because that seems to be just the go-to.
I hope that was a relative of the kid that threw a rock at the mermaid.
I'm getting them. I gotta get them all. So they chase it into a valley and it disappears into the rocks.
Yep.
Right? And when it climbs along the rocks, it climbs like an ape. So its fingers, you know, stretch around the rock. What, you know what I mean? Like it's, some of this business.
But with 3, okay, no, sure, whatever.
And in the same one, exact same description.
Yep.
Okay? And in fact, those 2 individuals each drew a picture.
Yep.
Same exact creature in both pictures.
When was this?
1970s. Anyway, 3rd one, exactly the same situation, another girl, but this time the only difference is that she described it as having glowing green eyes. She also drew a picture. Okay, so with that information, again, if not, then what?
Guy dressed as a scarecrow.
What? Not if. If what, then what? What?
Okay, so that description sounds like, oh wait, no, he's real short.
Yeah.
Because the melon head, I was just like, a guy's just chucked a melon or a
pumpkin. No, it does not look like an actual melon.
Oh, it's just melon shaped. Clarify.
Yeah. It's like
what?
A CIA.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Guys, he's good.
he knows a thing or two. No, and its eyes took up the vast... You know, like a classic grey alien head?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Similar to that, but with no mouth and only eyes.
Oh, okay. I was imagining, like, Arnold from Hey Arnold.
That makes it so much less spooky.
Poor.
Okay, so is there anything you want to know about this case? Because this is one that, for some reason, I know like a decent amount about. Is this not just, like the rest? I'm just like, I read a Wikipedia.
How fast was it?
It was of speed. Three like, guys trying to catch it couldn't. So
man,
what's the average speed of a person? Quicker than that.
Okay, so faster than the average fellas.
Joe.
Where was this again?
In Dover, in America.
Dover.
Yeah. I kind of, it's a wooded area.
Dover,
you know what
have
I mean?
A zoo?
Up north, I guess.
I was going to say a bear, but that does not fit any description.
No. So three drawings, exactly the same.
Yep.
None of the kids knew each other as well. They all went to the same school, but none of them had ever interacted before.
How far out were all of these sightings placed?
What do you mean?
Like, is it the same night?
Yeah, same night.
Same night.
Mm-hmm. I know. This is one that you're like, maybe just an actual devil. Well, it's hard.
Was it early 70s or late 70s?
77, I think, but I might be wrong on that.
Had they all been to the same party previously?
No. They just... the same party where someone was telling stories. No. They had not been to the same place. The three lads had been smoking a little J, but that's the only narcotics involved. And smoking pot does not make you see devils. Come on.
Well, high school taught me differently.
So, some explanations as to what it might be. Okay. And they're dumb. Every single person that tries to clarify this is like, this, and everyone's like, what? So one is a moose fetus? Somebody saw a moose fetus on the side of the road, and were like, yeah, I guess a devil. Wait, what about that? You're like, they chased it. Yeah. What?
Its hands moved as it... What?
I know. And that's like one of the leading like investigators of it is like moose fetus. So probably not that. Some of the more far out theories is that there's a Native American like spirit that looks almost identical. So there's that. Again, that's far out. That's fringe, but it's there.
More
you guys are
than
struggling
moose
to cut moose, more fringe than moose fetus. You guys are struggling.
Child dresses a scarecrow.
What? Where's this? There was no hay.
But you said it was wooded. Might have been a goof. Was it Halloween?
No, it was not Halloween.
Was it near Halloween?
What if,
well,
yep.
No.
What?
I was about to back up the person thing, but...
It's a little small for a person.
But it could be a child.
Yeah.
A deformed child.
A scared, deformed child running across the rocks as three stoned idiots. Get it!
Hang on, if they are stoned, maybe they're not running that fast.
There's holes in your story.
I mean, like, it could be a person?
I mean, potentially. If everybody looks up Dover Demon on their phones, you can get a good idea of what it looks like, just to help everybody
out. Would you like us to look at a photo whilst everyone else also looks at a photo?
Golly, I'd love that.
It looks like we're going to sing a song to each other now, too.
Give it a gander. But this is one of those cases out there that nobody has really ever been able to properly give a good explanation for, other than, like, the kids conspired to ruse a town for a night. And if you're going to, conspire to ruse a town for a night, I think you choose a creature.
Whoa. Look,
yeah, there you go. Everybody's getting a gander of it. Look at you all.
How big did you say it was?
Like little, like 3 feet, something like that.
3 feet?
Yep.
That's like toddler, jeez.
Yeah, so unless somebody dressed up a toddler, just let them out in the night. One thing that's really interesting, I think, about the case is the discrepancy in eye color. Because, like, say they all conspired to tell the same story. That means that when they conspired, one of the girls forgot, like, what their plan was. Like, oh, it's got orange eyes. And they're like, the eye color? Green? So what do we think? Have you literally got no explanation?
I'm going to say...
Yep.
I think it was a person playing a prank.
Okay.
And that the size has been just coincidentally exaggerated to be extra small.
Okay.
Publicity stunt for E.T.
Was that the 70s?
Yes.
I mean, it didn't look like E.T., but maybe. Did it work? I guess if we like went to Dover and we're like, Dover's cinema, how many people went and saw E.T.? Tons. Oh, there it is. Explanation.
If I'd heard about the Dover Demon, no way am I going to terrify myself watching E.T.
Nobody saw E.T. in Dover that year.
No, thank you.
Marketing team was fired.
Ah.
Could have been an escaped monkey. That's another theory. Just like a basic escaped rhesus, you know?
Just your garden variety escaped monkey.
Loose monkey. It happens. It's possible.
That makes sense, because it was gripping a tree, apparently.
Yeah, it was gripping a tree on the side of it. Yeah, it's kind of got monkey-ish hands.
Yeah, this photo's giving me the spooks, though.
It's a spooky creature, whatever it was.
I'm going to go with monkey, though.
Monkey?
Dressed as a scare? No, just a monkey.
I think
Deformed monkey, baby.
Deformed monkey child.
That's a pretty reasonable explanation. What do you have to say about the glowing
up? It's the 70s. They were doing crazy experiments on everything. So yeah, it was probably like an escaped test monkey.
Okay, they shaved and made its eyes glow.
Well, who knows what they were giving that monkey.
Eyes glowing could just be like headlights or something.
Yeah,
but then why was it red in two and green in one?
Someone's
different
an idiot.
Different color headlights.
Someone's an idiot not paying attention.
Actually, no. Like when cat eyes are in lights, I pointed at lights.
you guys know lights, yeah?
Yeah. Those things. Yeah, like when cat eyes are in lights, depending on the angle you look at them, cat eyes are different colors.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Is that the same for monkeys?
Haven't met one.
How Nobody different knows. Are eyes across species?
I mean, goats and a cat's eyes are pretty dissimilar.
Actually, monkeys would have pretty similar eyes to humans, I imagine.
Do our eyes even reflect?
What?
I think.
No, like, do they? Thank you, whoever said yes.
We got a murmur of yes and someone yelled a little.
Somewhat. when the people who investigated this, they went to the school. Yep. They asked all the teachers just to get, like, character references. For these teens that saw the creature.
Yeah.
The only person that gave them a negative one was a maths teacher that apparently the kids were like, oh, he hates us. So, I don't know. That they've got good references. They've got...
I like the... So the FBI, I don't know why the FBI... The police, I guess.
Yeah.
No, FBI. This went government level. CIA.
There it is again.
We need to get references on these children.
Yeah, I think. But well, not references, means... but like, are they telling the truth? It wasn't the CIA either. It was like amateur investigators. They're like, we need to know if these kids are like up to snuff. Let's go chat to the teachers. The teacher's like, they'd never lie.
Except the math teacher was like, they lie all the time.
Scum kids. Fuck them.
Spooky maths teacher?
What, dressed up as a goblin to scare the children?
I'm going to say that they lie all the time, so they look like idiots to the police.
Well, and I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Just a Scooby-Doo-esque scheme. I mean, like, I wouldn't buy land if I knew there was a Dover Demon.
Oh, that's good. So our plot of Scooby-Doo is our most feasible answer. Yeah. It was a man in a mosque because he didn't want to sell his land.
A little person in a mosque, I guess, spooking people off their land. It was a valley. No one owns valleys. So, at the end of that,
yep.
Dover Demon done.
Yep.
DDD. What do we think? Where are we on the scale? What are your explanations? And where are we on the scale of believable to not that believable? Like, it was something. They saw something. Or could have been a baby. Didn't look much like it. It had a face. The whole deal of a Demogorgon is it doesn't have a face. At least in Stranger Things. Yeah, so... You're struggling. I see you both struggling over there.
I got nothing. I looked at Adam hoping for reassurance, but he was looking the other way.
looking towards the crowd.
Oh.
The beautiful crowd in front of us. I reckon maybe it was a person playing a prank.
Yep.
Lots of peas there. And the size was maybe just exaggerated.
Yeah, could be. Generally, it's when size is exaggerated in cases like this, it was described as being bigger rather than smaller.
Not if it was a kid. You describe it as being extra small, maybe.
I suppose that's a good point. JD?
Look, I'm going to have to go with monkey. Escaped monkey.
I think my go-to is just lie here. Like, we have, like, no evidence that they were hanging out together, but, like, they could have.
They did go to the same school,
they
right?
They went to the same school. What's to stop them gathering together and being like, hey, this would be a funny prank?
Behind the sports shed, being
it could have been like the Breakfast Club, where it's like six people that never hang out, and then they get put in one situation where they hang out, and no one believes they'll be friends, but then they're totally friends, but then they go their separate ways, but then they probably just meet up again and lie about devils.
They go this, yeah. Exactly.
The plot of the Breakfast Club.
Don't That's you the forget me.
Little gross three-fingered hand reaching up to the sky.
Forget
forget about me. Perfect. All right, so, and on the scale?
Nine. No, I don't know. No, well, now that you've thrown... If we're taking lying into consideration...
Lying's always an option, guys. Oh. To be honest, I believe lie about the mermaid, too.
I'm still back in deformed child. If we're going with lie, I'm going to go with a 10.
Okay.
If we're going with escaped monkey, 6.5.
What about just basic goblin?
1.
See, I'm at about a 3 on basic goblin.
Like, maybe. It sure sounds like one.
Could be. Who knows? All right, so our third monster for the night is something called the Flatwoods Monster.
Oh, okay? Ominous.
Rodeo. So this one is basically 1950s. There's a glowing light in the sky. A whole bunch of people go to investigate this light. They see this creature that they describe as looking like a 7-8 foot tall person with a big cowl, big glowing eyes, circle head, long, thin body in a cloak. The dog runs at it, then hightails it, throws up. The family run back. Everybody gets sick for a week, and then they never see it again. And on the same night, a couple of other people reported seeing this creature. What the heck was going on? If not, then what?
You can go first this time, because I have nothing. Surprise, thrown under a bus.
Again, you're welcome to look it up. Flatwoods Monster, you guys are as well.
Yeah, look it up.
Be my guest. Correct me on my facts. How big? 8 feet.
8 feet?
Did you ask how big? Yeah, huge.
Whoa, that is pretty big.
I like this one, not because of the monster, but because of the explanations people have come up with. It's good.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, it's wild.
It looks like something out of Zelda.
It does. In fact, no, it is. It is Zelda, the fucking, on Moomoo, the farm. They're based on the Flatwoods Monster.
Oh, aliens that's totally where I've seen it from. Majora's Mask, for anyone who's played it, where you have to shoot the things before midnight on... The ranch?
It looks like it's from a an original Star Trek episode.
Yeah, it looks like a Doctor Who monster from the original series. So what do we think? What do we think people saw? There was a lot of mist around as well and a really weird pungent odor.
Oh, a lot of mist around it. Now I'm definitely saying man in a mask. actual monster.
Somebody goes out in the middle of the night with a mist machine. He's like, I'm going to get him.
Oh, and you're suggesting that some animal or creature or alien has naturally evolved the ability as a defensive mechanism to make mist.
Some bugs spray blood out their eyes.
That is not the same thing.
But what about like things that produce like a poison or something that they
see?
That's
what about
imagine that, but
electric eels.
Yes, Adam. What about the eels?
What about them?
It's the same.
It's still producing.
Then it's an eel. If it's the same.
Oh, you got us.
Okay, what do we think? Out of 10, where are we?
On what explanation?
As to how reasonable the idea, just in general, like whether you believe that they saw this creature.
How many other people saw it?
Two families, and one family had a dog.
How far apart were the sightings?
Actually, they were about a week apart.
I reckon the second family are lying, straight up.
Okay, sure. That's totally reasonable to believe.
Not on your life. Did they also spot the thing in the sky?
No, they just saw the creature in the woods. They did not see it was a light in the sky, then they saw this glowing red ball with the creature underneath it.
I think the implication with light in the sky is aliens.
Yeah, I think that's generally
do not believe in aliens.
No, not happening.
Not that they've visited Earth.
Yeah, radio. So you're about like a 2 on this scale?
Yeah.
Dusha?
Well, I'm sort of similar. I don't think that it was an alien in 1952. Okay.
Let me give you some awesome explanations as to what it might be.
Uh-huh.
The first is a barn owl on a tree trunk, on like a branch. So the owl is the head, and just darkness, they just assume there's legs. If you look at a barn owl's face, it's real similar to the head of that animal, the Flatwoods Monster.
It is.
So they just see that and they're like, ah! And the dog vomited for different reasons.
Dogs vomit. They vomit.
Nah, let's go with that. A 10.
Right? Okay, next explanation. It was a missile in the ground.
3.
There's a kind of missile that was used at the time that if it had landed and was somehow undetonated, or a bomb or whatever, looks almost identical, again, to the Flatwoods Monster.
Was it experimental at the time?
Yeah.
What?
So the idea being that it lands, the people are like, I think I've seen a ghoul because I'm spooking myself.
Well, that could explain mist.
And mist, and as well as like a sickness,
a light in the sky? Oh, nah.
Yeah.
Missile.
Missile's a bloody good
one. 9 for a missile.
I'm going to go 8.
And how do you explain the dead dog with that? I mean, not the dead dog. The sick
That's
dog.
Sad.
And everybody else got quite sick too.
Probably just ate raw chicken or something. Got salmonella.
The dog chucks up. The family are like, oh, that's a sickness thing coming off the alien or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, hysterical vomiting
so
or whatever.
I guess your scenario is like this experimental missile lands and doesn't explode. The family see it. They smell like the weird smell. Yeah. And then they see the mist, which is just, you know, basic missile mist, whatever.
Oh, they could have, like, you know how hypochondriac, is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah,
they've just seen that. They've been like, oh, what's that weird smell? Oh, God, the dog's sick. We're sick too. We're dying.
No, we're not, because no one died.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a very reasonable explanation.
Missile.
I think missile is the best, like, of all of those ones.
Because it's dumb, yeah. But it makes a bit of sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's good.
How long ago was it again?
Huh?
How long ago was it again?
1952.
1952.
What's the Freedom of Information Act in the US? 70 years or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Come back in like 10 years, we'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, we might get an answer to this one.
Rightio, so what's your favorite explanation out of those ones?
Missile.
Missile.
Yeah, I think missile's the best one as well.
There is a soft spot in my heart for owl, but soft spots are not how discoveries are made.
That's what I always say.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
Get spooked, America.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.